A new telephone survey, especially for women, is being conducted in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, and the Dillingham area. Its results could have a big impact on how regional and state programs address two of Alaska's most persistent and terrible social issues, domestic violence and sexual assault. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of the College of Health and Social Welfare at the University of Alaska. The College of Health and Social Welfare is doing a research study on health, injuries, and relationships.
That's the introduction to a survey about domestic and sexual violence. And it's something women in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau, as well as the Dillingham area, can expect to hear over the next couple of months when they pick up the telephone. It's called a victimization survey, and it takes a half an hour. It's being conducted by University of Alaska Anchorage researchers. UAA conducted a statewide victimization survey earlier this year. It found nearly 60% of Alaska women will experience intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both at some point in their lifetime.
You get in a room anytime that you think about you're in a movie theater or you're in a restaurant or any place in Alaska and you look around, if you got 100 women in the room, you know, just think about the fact that 60 of them have been beaten or raped or assaulted or abused by an intimate partner in their lifetime. This is a pretty near universal experience with women in Alaska.
That's Ginger Baim with Safe Domestic Violence Center in Dillingham. The Bristol Bay region was selected for the regional survey after the State Department of Health and Social Services awarded a $416,000 grant to SAFE to stop domestic violence in Bristol Bay earlier this year. Baim says a statewide survey was important, but it had flaws.
Those numbers, they included women in home in the evening with a landline. What it didn't include were women in shelter, women in very rural areas of the state. As awful as the numbers were, we have good reason to believe that those are pretty conservative numbers. We're assuming that domestic violence and sexual assault numbers are much higher in the bush, and that's primarily because we know that they're much higher among Alaska Native women.
National surveys show that victimization rates are higher among American Indians and Alaska Natives than any other racial or ethnic group. UAA researcher Dr. Andre Rosé.
We know that there are very high rates of victimization, but we actually don't have the data to substantiate that. We know that there are lots of reports to law enforcement, but what we don't know is how many offenses are actually occurring and how many of those are not reported to law enforcement.
Rosé says the Bristol Bay survey will give researchers the first scientific snapshot of the situation with domestic violence and sexual assault in the Bristol Bay region.
So what this survey will do is it will provide the first, most thorough image of the true extent of victimization in the Dillingham area. We are also establishing a baseline with the survey so that we can see the impact that the governor's initiative to end the epidemic of domestic violence and sexual assault will have on the Dillingham region.
The survey includes the entire Dillingham census area, the Bristol Bay Borough, as well as the Lake and Peninsula Borough. The survey started this week, and it runs for the next 2 months. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.